Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Hallelujah. And this is our Wednesday night Bible study. Praise God. Amen. We thank God that we can gather in the name of Jesus. Amen. And just worship him. Hallelujah. Come to hear his word. Amen. Just to learn of him. Praise God. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. And the address is 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. And we're just going to move forward in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time of fellowship and Bible study where we are gathered in your name just to learn of you, O God. Father, I ask that you anoint our ears that we can hear the good news, that we can hear what the Spirit, what your Spirit is saying unto us on this day. Lord, we thank you, O God, that this word is a faith-building word. Lord, we thank you on today, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that this word, hallelujah, will bring forth revelation and give new authority in the name of Jesus. That it will give us a fresh look at you, O God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, O God, and that we will not just be hearers of it, but doers. Father, I ask for your anointing upon my life, O God. I ask that when I open up my mouth, Lord, that you fill it, O God. Let me speak as one of the learned, O God. Let my words be seasoned with grace in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, beloved. So, beloved, amen. We are in the discipleship course. Amen. And this discipleship course, we already did the Word of God, and we also did the fruit of the Spirit. Praise God. And now today we are working with faith and repentance. Amen. Faith and repentance. I believe that I did send out a link that you would have the lesson plan and that you would have the homework assignment. Amen. And so the portion of the lesson that we are on today is faith, the first step toward God. Amen. Faith, the first step toward God. Faith is the essential first step in the plan of salvation. Faith means to have simple trust and confidence in God's word, in God and in his word. To have faith is simply to believe, to depend and rely upon God. Amen? And so, beloved, we know that the scripture says, without faith, no man can please God. And I believe that we all want to please him. Amen. Praise God. And so we're learning that whatever it is that we need to do or that we're doing, we need to do it by faith. Amen. That we can please him. Amen. I'm going to go to Genesis. Amen. In Genesis, there was two brothers, and they were the sons of Adam, the sons of Adam, right, the sons of Adam, Adam and Eve. And they were given a gift, a sacrifice unto God, amen? And in the giving of the gift and the sacrifice, he gave of the ground, and the other one gave a blood sacrifice. And so I believe that one was accepted because it was given by faith, and the other was not accepted because it was not given by faith. Amen. And so, beloved, this is God's vision, and it's going to be his way. Amen. And he has given us the Holy Scriptures that we can learn how to execute his vision in his way. Amen. And so Acts 16:31-34 says, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his
straightway, and when he had brought them into his home, into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Amen. And so, beloved, the first step is to believe. To believe is to have faith. Praise God. Faith must be in God, the one true supreme power, not in people, institutions, events, or other things. Amen. And so I believe that we have to be careful that we don't pray amiss or that our faith be misplaced. Amen. Sometimes we're looking for something to happen and we're saying that we believe. Amen. But sometimes we have to recheck or do inventory on what it is that we're really believing in. Amen. And so salvation comes through the preaching of the gospel message, amen, and your faith in God's plan for salvation, which is Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross, amen. But I love where it says here that we have to be mindful that faith must be in God, the one true supreme power, not in people, amen. So we have to be mindful to be able to discern the message. Is it God? Amen. Listen, it's not about people. And so some of you come to know me as Apostle Asia, and you know that the demonstration of the power of the kingdom is in operation, you know, through the preached word, the taught word, through the laying on of hands. Amen. But the power in which the work is being done is Jesus Christ. He is the supreme power. Amen. The incarnate Christ, he is God. He is the supreme power, amen, in which these things are happening, amen. But sometimes we can get caught up in the person. I don't want no one to lay hands on me but Apostle Asia, amen. Well, I need to go through Apostle Asia to get to God, amen. No, you don't. Once your faith is in Christ, you have unlimited access to the throne of grace. So one of the things that we are teaching you here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, amen, that the only mediator between us and God is Christ, is Jesus. And if you have him, you amen. And if you have him, you have access. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't live beneath your kingdom privilege. Take the access. You don't have to reach me to reach God. You just have to have faith in Christ to get to God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so it is not in people. It is not in institutions. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I heard someone say one time that Alcatraz, that marriage is an institution, but so is Alcatraz. And so I know Alcatraz to be a prison, amen? And so the church is an institution, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, but without the Spirit, it is dead. And so if marriage don't have the Spirit of God in it, leading it, refreshing it, renewing it, guiding it, amen, that too will be dead. Any institution without God will be dead, amen, praise God. And so we need to be able to be connected. And so our faith is not in one institution, amen, hallelujah. It is not in people, amen, or any other thing, amen. We have to be careful to keep our faith in God. Remember, it's his vision for salvation, and it's going to be his way. And he said that Jesus is the way, amen. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life, amen. And so we have to make sure that our faith is in the right place. Amen. The same grace that is on my life, if you apply yourself and surrender all unto God, could be the same grace that is on your life. Amen. Hallelujah. It is the same Spirit that is doing the work. Amen. Just different administrations and different gifts. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we want you to know that you have the ability to go directly to the throne of grace, amen, and God give good gifts to his children, amen. But as we are in this journey, amen, we are all maturing, amen. So at first it may be for you, okay, I experienced this at the first time, amen, through pastor, through apostle, amen. And so I may feel like I need to come here, amen, that I can experience this. Amen. No, you don't need to come here to experience this. You're comfortable with experiencing it here because this is where you first experienced it. Amen. Hallelujah. But we want you to know, amen, that God does not change. Amen. Praise God. His promises are true, and he hastened to perform it. Amen. And so we want you to know that you could experience God wherever you may be. You may be on the street corner. You may be in your house. Amen. You may be on the job. You may be in the train station, on the bus. You can have a theophany. I remember I was praying with a young lady, amen, and she was married to my cousin who was a pastor, amen, and she had not yet received the Holy Ghost and fire baptism. She was on her job, amen, hallelujah, and I began to pray with her, and I spoke the Holy Scriptures, receive ye the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name, amen, and I stretched forth my hand, and she immediately went up in the spirit with stammering tongues, amen. Listen, the power of God that was on her so strong that she had to step outside of the job and step outside because she could not stop speaking in stammering tongues, amen? And then amen. The language came through fully. But she was on the street corner in Harlem calling on Jesus. And then there was, I guess she was looking strange to the world. And so there was a woman that was walking by that came up to her and said, are you all right? You know, because she was out there looking crazy. But as this woman got close to her, she heard her calling on, da-da-da-da-da, and as the woman said, come on, in the name of Jesus, speak it. So God sent someone on the way. This woman began to usher her in. Next thing I know, she was speaking in a full language, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so you can have a theophany wherever you are. Remember, God, Jesus said unto Mary Magdalene, amen, there will come a time when the true worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. And so Mary Magdalene was a Samaritan, and they believed that they worshiped God in the mountains. Amen. But the Jews worshiped in the synagogue. And so Jesus had to set the record straight that there will not be a time when you worship me in a synagogue or in the mountains. They not only worship in the mountain, but the Samaritans worship the very mountain. Amen, hallelujah, that they worshiped in. Praise God. But Jesus said that the true worshipers, and if he could say that true worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth, amen, that means that there is a false way to worship. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to be mindful. Remember, this is God's vision, and it's going to be his way. Amen. And so we want you to know, because your faith is in Christ, you have unlimited access to the throne of grace. I remember when God set me apart, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen. It was a glorious thing, a glorious experience, amen. But I truly surrendered myself over, amen, to the word of God, to the leading of the Spirit, amen. I mean, the Spirit would not leave me alone, amen. I mean, the Bible and my books was in my bed. I used to turn over and eat the word. And when I say eat the word, that means I would turn over to a study right up out of my sleep, praise God, amen. And I would be up for hours at night studying, and I would roll right back over to sleep and get up in the morning and roll into it again and roll right back over to sleep, praise God, amen. That's because that's how the Holy Spirit was developing me, praise God. And I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to maturate so many of you, amen, for he is the true teacher, praise God, amen. I'm here in this Bible study, and I am teaching, amen, by way of the Spirit, and that's fine. But I'm planting and I'm watering, but only the Spirit can give the increase. And so he is the true teacher, and when he is present, he brings an increase. Amen, that you would have revelation and an understanding, amen, to what is being taught, praise God, amen. And so that's where we want to see you. We want to see you develop, moving and living and abiding in the Spirit, moving by the Spirit, amen, getting revelation. We want to see you in your own fellowship, even in your private time, studying the word to show yourself approved, amen. I'm going to tell you something. If you meet God there, amen, hallelujah, he's going to fellowship with you, amen. And I believe that God is pulling and tugging on a lot of you into a more personal relationship with him, into a relationship of intimacy, amen, and fellowship, amen.
Amen.
And amen, praise God. And so faith must be in God, the one true supreme power, not in people, not in institution, events, or other things. Amen. Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verse 22. Amen. You could pull it up so that you can see it with me. When you get it, I'm going to ask that you say amen. Mark, chapter 11, verse 22. And the first person that good it can read it. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verse 22. Anybody have it? I'm going to read this. It says, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God." Amen. And so the Holy Scriptures is what testify of Jesus. Amen. And we must have faith in God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5 says, "That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Amen. And so, beloved, I want to tell you that when we go to the Gospel of John, let us go to the Gospel of John. The Word of God is the power of God. The Word of God is the wisdom of God. The Word of God is Jesus. Jesus Christ is the living Word. Amen. And so we want you to make the connection. Amen. So we're going to go to the Gospel of John, and this is not in the lesson text. We teach by the Spirit of the Word, and so you're going to get a little more of this in the lesson text. Amen. And so the Gospel of John is right after Luke. We're going to go to chapter 1, beloved. Amen. Because I want you to get, amen, I want you to be able to make the connection. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, and I'm in it. But now I got to find chapter 1. Anybody else have it?
I have it.
Amen. What book you reading out of? What version?
This is the Contemporary English Version.
Okay, go ahead and read that.
I'm starting with chapter 1, right?
Yes.
The Word of Life. The Word of Life. In the beginning was the one who is called the Word. The Word was with God and was truly God. From the very beginning.
Stop right there. Stop right there. This says in the beginning. And so Genesis also speaks of in the beginning. Genesis says in the beginning God created. Genesis speaks of in the beginning concerning creation. But the Gospel of John is bringing revelatory knowledge concerning in the beginning, concerning eternity, that before there was any creation, in the beginning there was God. Amen? In the beginning there was the Word. Amen? And it says, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we have the understanding that the written Word that we read is God. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen? Jesus. The Word is Creator. You are able to read your Creator. Amen? That's what you're doing when you pick up the Holy Scriptures. And so we want this relationship with God. We want to know more of Him. Amen? But, beloved, we have to open up the book and read, praise God, the Holy Bible. Amen? And read the Holy Scriptures. Amen? Now, today, they're taking holy off the Bible and they ain't even calling it Holy Scriptures anymore. It's holy because He is holy. It's holy because He's present. Where His Word is, there He is present. Amen? So go ahead and read verse 2, woman of God.
Amen. Verse 2 says, "From the very beginning, the Word was with God. And with this Word, God created all things. Nothing was made without the Word. Everything that was created received its life from Him. And His life gave life to everyone."
Is the giver of life, the Word. Jesus is the giver of life. Amen. And so, beloved, as we continue to read this Gospel of John, you're going to find out that before Jesus was named Jesus and had a birthday, His name was just the Word. He was the Word. He is the Creator. Amen.
Amen.
But when the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and she conceived, and the word was birthed.
Amen.
His name is Jesus, and he has a birthday. But he existed before that, and he is the word. He is the same word, my God. If we were to go to Genesis 1, I'm just going to read you, I'm going to go to Genesis for a minute, and I believe that y'all can handle this. Amen. I'm going to show you how God, how did God create?
From his mouth, from the word.
With his word.
He's, that's right. Who's the word?
God spoke the word. He spoke everything into existence.
Exactly. And so, but who is the word?
Jesus Christ. God.
There you go. There you go. And so we see here that the word was present at the beginning of creation of all things. Amen? The word. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so just give me a minute. I'm turning my page. Amen? I'm in Genesis 1. I'm going to just read this really quick. It says, in the beginning, God created. This is another in the beginning, but this in the beginning dates creation. John in the beginning outdates this in the beginning, because John in the beginning speaks about what? Eternity. Before there was any creation, amen? So it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, amen? So there was God, there was his Spirit, amen? And then verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. The first thing that God spoke was the revelation of himself. Let there be light. Didn't the Bible say Jesus is the light?
Amen.
He is the true light. Let there be light, and there was light. So in the world that he was creating, he first spoke the existence of the Creator. Hallelujah. And so every time he went to create, he spoke. Presence, his Spirit is there. Beloved, when you speak into the glory, there is creativity. Amen.
Yes. Amen. I just picked that up in my spirit when you just said it. The word, I got a revelation. As you speak, you're creating. When you speak the word, you're creating what you want to happen by your word.
That's why you have to be mindful of what you speak. Praise God.
Yes. I got a revelation.
Hallelujah. Out of your mouth you speak life, death, blessings, and curses. Amen. And you shall eat the fruit of it. Amen.
Amen.
When you speak it in the spirit, my God, that's creative power. That's creative power right there. What was present? The word and the spirit. It was breath. And it went out and did what God sent it to do. And it did not return to him void. Amen? So I'm going to read a little bit more. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so, beloved, let us go back to John. Amen. I'm glad that, see, the excitement of catching a revelation. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to get excited like that. I caught that in my spirit. That's where you're supposed to catch it at. Praise God. In your spirit, God is illuminating the eyes and the understanding of your heart, of your spirit. Praise God. Your spirit have senses. Your spirit has eyes and ears, and it can feel. Amen. Your spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Not the surfacey stuff that is in touch with the world. We are in Bible study. In Jesus' name, this is worship spirit to spirit. Amen. Spirit and truth, praise God. We are here to speak to your spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, so now I'm calm. And we're going to go to verse 3. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to simmer down my spirit. Amen. My spirit is subject to me. Hallelujah. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet, says the word of God. I got excited. I got excited. Now we're going to simmer down up in here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so what does verse 3 say?
Verse 3 says, Genesis, Jesus and Nicodemus.
No.
There was a, which one?
No. We in John chapter 1, verse 3.
Oh, verse 3, and with this word, God created all things. Nothing was made without the word. Everything that was created received its life from him, and his life gave light to everyone. The light keeps shining in the dark, and darkness has never put it out. God sent a man named John who came to tell about the light and to lead all people to have faith. John wasn't that light. He came only to tell about the light.
Amen. Continue
Amen.
To read.
The true light that shines on everyone was coming into the world. The word was in the world, but no one knew him. Though God had made the world with his word, he came into his own world, but his own nation did not welcome him. Yet,
did you
people...
understand that, beloved?
Amen.
The very creation rejected the creator.
Yes.
Sin had waxed worse so bad, they could not even recognize their creator.
Amen.
See, and the Bible says that my people hear my voice, they know me, and they only follow me. Beloved,
Amen.
You have to develop a cultivated hearing for the voice of God. Amen.
Amen.
For the voice
Amen.
Of God. You have to know whether it is God or not. Hallelujah. There's sometimes when I even speak to my spiritual daughters and sons, and they are sharing revelation, and at times it's not them speaking. I said, that's God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to know the difference. You have to be able to discern the difference between good and evil. And that gift of discernment comes by way of the Holy Spirit. You find mm-hmm. it in 1 Corinthians 12, and discernment is just knowing the difference between who is speaking when they are speaking. Is it human spirit? Is it demonic spirit? Or is it Holy Spirit? Amen? Who is speaking? Praise God. Amen? So go ahead and finish reading, woman of God.
And then it says, the word was in the world, but no one knew him, though God had made the world with his word. He came into his own world, but his own nation did not welcome him. Yet some people accepted him and put their faith in him. So he gave them the light to be the children. He gave them the right to be the children of God. They were
Amen.
Not God's children, but by nature or because of any human desires, God himself was the one who made them his children.
Amen, amen. And, beloved, the reading of the word is blessed. Amen. And so if you had the KJV version, it would have said that the word and the word was made flesh. This is verse 14. Amen. And dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. And
Amen.
So, beloved, we have to be mindful. Praise God. Amen. Now, I just got off track, so I'm going to get back to this. Amen. So John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on him, on his name. Amen. And so faith must be in the name of Jesus Christ. This is what we read, and faith must be in the name of Jesus Christ. So 1 John is the epistle of John. Amen. And that's chapter 5, verse 13. That reads, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Amen. In the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe in the name of the Son of God, amen? And so we have to believe on Jesus Christ, amen? And so Acts 4 and 12 says, someone pull up Acts 4 and 12.
Acts 4 and 12?
Yes. And this, listen, Acts 4, 11 through 12 is Cornerstone Deliverance Church foundational scripture. Amen? That's our foundational scripture. Praise God. But what does Acts 4 and 12 says?
18, 16, hold on. 4 and 12, let's see. I got it right here. 4 and 12.
Okay. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, 4 and 12, it says, what I have, it says, only Jesus has the power to save. His name is the only one in all the world that can save anyone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And what about Acts 3:16? What does that say?
Acts 3:16 says, right here, 15:16, it says, you see this man and you know him. He put his faith in the name of Jesus and was made strong. Faith in Jesus made this man completely well while everyone was watching. Amen.
Beloved, amen. Your faith can't be in Apostle Asia. Your faith has
amen.
To be in Jesus. We are pointing you to Christ, praise God. Listen,
amen.
The same Jesus Christ that I preach is the Jesus that Paul preached. Amen, praise God.
Amen.
The Jesus that Peter preached, amen. When there was healing and deliverance and they wanted to know by which power did you do this, it was by the power of Jesus, the resurrected Christ whom you crucified, amen. Amen. And so what about John 3:18? Your salvation is by the power of Jesus. Your salvation, your deliverance is coming by the power of Jesus. Your healing is coming by the power of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And so John 3:18 says what? This is the gospel of John. And we learned about this when we studied the word. Because when we studied the word, it broke down the books of the Bibles of the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so you'll know Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was the Gospels. Amen. The book of Acts in the New Testament was the only history book, right? And then you had all of the other books that come after that, and that's from Romans. Is that Romans? From Romans on up to Jude, those are all epistles. And then the only revelation book in the New Testament was what? The book of the only prophecy book in the New Testament was the book of Revelations. Amen?
Amen.
And so y'all got to go back and study those lessons that y'all would know the different breakdown of the books in the Bibles from the Old Testament to the New Testament, because we had already given you that in discipleship course. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So what does John 3:18 say?
John 3:18 says, oh, John 3:18. Hold on, 4.
Yeah, that's the Nicodemus. That's the Nicodemus scriptures.
Amen.
Yeah,
Jesus, that's the one. 3:14?
3:18.
3:18 is right here. It says, he sent, where is it?
He sent his,
no one who has faith in God's Son will be condemned. But everyone who doesn't have faith in him has already been condemned for not having faith in God's only Son. Amen.
Amen. Do we understand what that means?
Yes.
Anyone wants to share it within their own words what they believe that means, that scripture means?
What it's saying. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. To me, it's saying, if you have faith in God's Son, you also have faith in Jesus.
Jesus is the Son, right?
Jesus.
Amen. But now let's take it a little further. Why is it saying to have faith in God's Son, who we know to be Jesus? Amen. Why is it saying that?
Because
go ahead.
Because to me, if you have faith that God created someone in his likeness, then you believe in him and should not fail.
Okay. we are studying faith and repentance, right? And in studying faith and repentance, it's saying that we must believe in the Christ. Listen, God's vision and plan for salvation was Christ coming down 40 and two generations.
Amen.
Dying our death and paying for our sin debt.
Amen.
And then he resurrected. And so the life that we live is in the likeness of his resurrection. A new
Amen.
Creature, a new creation. And so when it says here, what is that? What verse I said that was? 18?
18.
Amen. It says here, he that believeth on him is not condemned. And so being born of Adam, we was already condemned with the judgment of disobedience, because through Adam, all sin has entered in the world through everybody, right?
Amen.
And so the judgment of God is already on us. But now God sends in his son to die for us and to be resurrected, that the judgment of sin, which is death, which is eternal death, be lifted, right?
Amen.
And so those that believe on God's plan for salvation, whom is Jesus, shall not be condemned. But
Amen.
Those that do not believe is already condemned, because the only plan for salvation by God is belief in Christ. So if you don't
Amen.
Believe, you're going to see the wrath of God. You're condemned.
Amen.
Amen. So that's all that scripture is saying. Do we have an understanding?
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Right. And so when you proclaim in a gospel, you're proclaiming Christ, that people can believe that they will not, that the condemnation that they are in, that they could be free from. But if they don't believe, they will continue on in the same condemnation. Amen? For in
Amen.
Christ there is no condemnation.
Amen.
The only way that we can escape condemnation is faith in Christ. As long as your faith in Christ is in Christ, there is no condemnation.
Amen?
Amen.
That's the word.
Praise God. That's the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And so That's faith it. Must be an ever-continuing way of life. We don't start believing in Christ and stop. We have to continue to believe in Christ. Amen? Our
Amen.
Faith must remain constant and steadfast. We start in faith and we finish in faith. We don't stop believing, praise God. And, beloved, I'm telling you, everybody have faith. Everybody. There is nobody that don't have faith. It's just that your faith can be misplaced. Amen?
Yeah.
If it's not in Christ, then you won't receive the full provision that comes through the cross. Amen?
Come
Praise
on.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And how I know that everybody has faith is because when I sat down at, and it's so funny because when I sent in the pictures of the house, I posted some pictures, Minister Sykes said to me, she said, is that the same dining room table that we sat at and we ate the word where you taught us Bible study? I said, it's the same anointed table, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But when I amen. Sat down at this table, amen, and I sat in this chair, I didn't think twice. I didn't think the legs was going to collapse. There had to be some faith that the chair was sturdy enough to hold me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, beloved, we're exercising faith every day when we go
Amen.
Out, but we just want that faith to be in the Lord, you know, in his divine protection and his provision. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 16:13 says, watch ye, stand fast, persevere, continue in the faith. Amen? So we have to continue in faith. Jude 1:20 says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Amen?
Amen.
And Colossians 1:22-23 says, excuse me, that Jesus Christ might present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached. Did we get that?
Amen.
We have to continue in the faith. The Holy Scriptures is instructing us. It's not asking you, When we read the Bible, these are commands. Amen. You know how sometimes when we're raising our children, there's a time that your children's at an age where they have to do what you tell them. Amen. Or there's, you know, repercussions for their actions. Amen. But when they get grown, and they're taking care of themselves, they're on their own, they got their own place, you don't have that same authority that you had. Amen. Praise God. And so you can advise them, but they have the freedom to take your advice or not.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And so we are God's children. Amen. And so his word to us, amen, is not advice. It's biblical instruction that he wants us to follow. It's a command. Amen. Praise God. And when we do not follow the command of God, that's called disobedience.
Amen.
And disobedience is rebellion. And rebellion is what? Rebellion is sin. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Repentance is turning from sin toward God. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, repentance requires action. And so we believe and we turn. We believe and we turn. We are not still walking, talking, or living the same way. Because grace, once our faith is in Christ, it says grace in action in our life, and grace begins to bring about a change. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So repentance is a major theme of the Bible. Amen? And both the Old and New Testaments, mankind is called to repent. Noah was a preacher of repentance and righteousness. All the major and minor prophets were preachers of repentance. In fact, the prophet Nahum, name comes from a root word meaning repentance. Amen? The word repentance is translated from several different words in the Bible. Nakam, which is Old Testament Hebrew, and it means to sigh or groan, to be sorry, literally to have difficulty in breathing while one experiences intense emotion. Amen? Anybody ever feel like that when you're convicted and it's time to repent? Praise God.
Amen.
Genesis 6:6 says, and it repented, which is Nakam, the Lord, that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. So he was sorry that he has made man, because we know that God is not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repent. But he was grieved. Amen? Praise God. He was sorry. Amen? And so, shub, Old Testament Hebrew, is to turn back, to make a radical change in attitude towards sin and God. This is the Hebrew word used most frequently by the prophets in the Old Testament. Amen? And that's S-H-U-B-H is a Hebrew word, and it means to turn back. Ezekiel 14:6, and Ezekiel is one of the prophetic books in the Old Testament. It says, therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, repent, and that's that word shub, and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. Amen? And so, beloved, we have to be mindful, amen? And I believe that God is speaking to us, amen? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God wants to be first in your life, amen? Praise God.
Amen.
We have 24 hours in a day. Beloved, I'm telling you, the place where you spend the most of your time is what is influencing you, amen? Is God influencing you? How much time are you giving to God in prayer, in fellowship with the saints, in Bible study, amen, in service, or in your personal quiet time?
Amen.
Amen. Where you spend the most of your time is what is influencing you. Amen.
Amen.
What do you do when you first wake up in the morning? Part of these things will tell you what is first in your life.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you do before you lay down at night? What do you do throughout the day? Amen. So we may not have idols like they had back in that day that we could put off. But, beloved, if there's anything in your life or in your heart that has made itself a throne, my God, sometimes you got to start dethroning these things.
Amen.
Amen. The only throne that we want in our heart is Jesus, my
Amen.
God. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to get rid of some of this stuff. We got to keep him first. I'm telling you, I'm at my best empowered in the faith when I give myself over to spiritual things, thinking on heavenly spiritual things that are above, because I am above. Hallelujah. I am at my weakest and sorrowful when I am not in fellowship with the Creator the way I should. Praise God.
Amen.
At that time, there is an open door for all kind of things to seep in. I know that the enemy is crouched down at the door waiting for entrance. I'm not trying to give him access.
Amen.
Praise God.
Glory
I'm not
to
trying
God.
To give him access. He crouched down at the door. All he needed is a foothold. Waiting, waiting, waiting. He's ready. Are you ready?
Amen.
God, are you ready? Praise God. We have Amen. To be in a state of readiness at all times. Praise Amen. God. Amen. But we have to be in the faith. Praise God. Amen. Believing in the Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Amen. Amen. The power that comes forth from that, the Spirit of God, the gift of God that is at work in us. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another word is matineo, amen, and that's a Greek word, and it means to think differently, to change one's mind or purpose, a reversal of direction, amen. And so Mark 1:15 says, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand, repent ye, and that's matineo, and believe the gospel, amen, change your mind. And so the enemy, Satan don't care if you go to church. And he don't care if you make every service. Amen.
Amen.
He don't
Amen.
Care if you dance and shout until your eyelashes, your wig, your weave, amen, or whatever it is that you got fall off. He don't care nothing about that.
He's
but when
it.
You change your mind, you become
Amen.
A problem to the kingdom of hell. Amen. When you
Amen.
Change your mind, you become an asset to the kingdom of God. He has a problem with you when you change your mind. Praise God.
Yeah.
He has a problem Amen. With you when there is a turning, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He has a problem with you when he don't have access to you and he can't order your steps. He has a problem
Amen.
With you. And then he begins to rage war against you. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Amen. The scriptural meaning of repentance incorporates all of these elements. Repentance involves remorse, being sorry for our sins, regretting our failures. Repentance involves an inner change of thinking, a new mindset, a new way of thinking. Amen. And so some of us believe on Christ, but our mind have not been renewed yet, and so we still see the old life in our behavior. Listen,
Amen.
Your mind must be renewed. It must be changed. It must be spiritualized. It must be transformed. Because that old carnal mind will not submit to God or obey God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And
Amen.
So repentance involves an outward change of direction, a new lifestyle, and manner of behavior. Amen? And so,
Amen.
Beloved, can you give me an example of repentance and living in the Bible and repenting in death? The reason why I say this is because if our repentance is true, amen, we're going to live, amen? We're going to live life everlasting. But if the repentance is, what I really want is an example of true repentance that brings about conversion. That's what I
amen.
Want. Do you know of two examples of repentance, one example that brings about repentance by conversion and one that brings repentance without conversion? Anybody has that?
repentance.
I'm going to give it to you, but it's something to think about, right? A pool of repentance
is
that does not bring conversion is Judas Iscariot. Let us turn to Matthew chapter 27, and we're going to read from verses 1 through 10.
Matthew.
And I want everybody to participate. Everybody should have their Bible. You come to Bible study, you need a Bible. Amen. Praise
Matthew.
God.
Amen. Matthew what?
Chapter 27, verses 1 through 10. If you don't have a Bible or can't afford a Bible, you can message me and we're going to get you a Bible. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Matthew 27.
I have it.
Everybody need their sword. They praise God. Okay, go ahead and read it. Matthew 27, 1 through 10, Brother Golden.
Okay. Does everybody else have it, or just go ahead and start reading?
Yeah.
Okay. Matthew 27, verses 1 through 10. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor.
Mm-hmm.
Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the piece of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for to put them in the treasury because it is the price of blood. I'm at number 7. I don't know if you said something.
I did want to say something, but I want you to continue to read. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And they took counsel.
You're welcome.
And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me. That's it.
Amen. Okay. And so, beloved, you see here that Judas was a disciple of Jesus Christ, and he betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. And when he saw that, sold him out, threw him up under the bus, amen, that's why I'm mindful of certain things. But it did push him into his purpose, amen.
Amen.
And so when he realized that Jesus was condemned and he had betrayed innocent blood, the Bible says here that he repented. So he was sorrowful.
Amen.
But he wasn't sorrowful until conversion, because the Bible says that he is the son of what?
Of the devil.
No, don't say that. I think it says he's the son of perdition.
Yeah,
he's the son of perdition. Right? Right. And so what that means is that he was sorrowful, but he was also tormented and wound up hanging himself. Amen? And you see where Potter's Field started. Potter's Field is a place where they put indigent people with their families are not claiming the bodies, or they don't have money to bury the bodies. And Potter's Field is right here in the Bible. Potter's Field was established because the money they did not want to take back to priests, the high priest. They did not want to take back into the treasury of the church because it was blood money. They knew Jesus was innocent. They knew he was innocent. Amen? Mm. And so, beloved, this thing is powerful here. When we take our time and slow and read the word. And so Judas Iscariot is an example of repentance without conversion. Right? The example of repentance with conversion is Peter. Let's turn to John. I think it's 21. Let me see if this is it. John 21, 15 through 17, because sometimes I can't read my own writing. And it's real. Listen, I tell the truth and shame the devil. Praise God.
Yeah.
But I'm going to see if this is it. If not, I'm going to find it for you, because I should be able to read my own writing. Okay, Jesus, oh, this is it. Hallelujah. I was able to read it. Okay. That's the NIV. Anybody has that? That's John 21 verses 15 through 17.
I have it.
Okay, can you read it?
Yes. I'm going to wait for the group. Just go ahead and read.
Do everybody have it?
Yes.
The Gospel of John, 21:15 through 17. And that is good, Brother Darryl Golden, because they need to be able to see it in the scriptures for themselves. And so it's good that you make sure that they have it before you read it. But if it's taking so long, like, we can't wait like a long time. I mean,
right,
I would like
right.
to, but come on. We got to learn how to navigate through the word. And so this is why we're giving you the scriptures, that y'all could get used to turning your Bibles and finding these books. Amen.
Yep. Got it.
Praise God. So go ahead and read it, Brother Golden.
Okay. So when they are dying, Jesus, lovest thou me more than these? He says unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He says unto him, feed my lamb. He says to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He says unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He says unto him, feed my sheep. He says unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said to him, Lord, thou knowingest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep.
Feed my sheep.
Amen. And so, beloved, there was a time in the Bible where Jesus said unto Peter that before the cock crow, you will deny me three times, right? And so Amen. At the time when Jesus was taken in and they was going to crucify him, there was two witnesses that said to Peter, I know you. You was with Jesus. But Peter was in fear of being taken and crucified with Jesus. He said, I don't know him. No, it's not me. He denied him three times, and then the cock crowed, and then Peter remembered what Jesus said, and
Amen.
Peter was sorrowful. He repented. Amen?
Yes. Yes. Amen.
But in these verses that we're reading here, we're hearing how Christ restored Peter. So Peter
Amen.
Was sorrowful unto conversion,
Amen.
And he restored him in front of all the other disciples by saying, if you love me, feed my sheep. That means if you love me, preach this gospel. If you love me, make disciples. Amen? And he asked him three times, because love can mean different things to different people. Amen?
Amen.
Beloved, when someone says that they love you, you want to know what they mean. Because love
Amen.
To you may not be what it means to them. Amen? Praise
Amen.
God. And so there is an eros love, there is a philia love, there is a storge love, there is an agape love. Amen? And Jesus asked him three times to get him from eros, which is a sensual, from philia, which is brotherly, and agape, which is a sacrificial. That's the love that God had for us when he gave us his only begotten son, when he offered up Jesus. And that whosoever believeth in him shall not die, but shall what?
Have
everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Amen.
Yes.
And so we all have to, through our relationship with God, amen, this intimate relationship, this is why the Bible says, love God, self, and then others. Because in our relationship with coming to know God, we come to know the true love of God. The love that we come to experience this love. Once you experience the love of God that is true, divine, and pure, you can discern the flaws in love that is perverted.
Amen.
You can discern the flaws in love that don't want no responsibility and no accountability. Amen. Praise God. Because some people want to love you without responsibility and without mm-hmm. accountability. What kind of love is that?
Amen.
Some people want to love you only sensually. Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. What kind of love is that?
Amen.
This is why God invites us to this relationship, that we could come to know love at a kingdom mm-hmm. standard. Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. So when people try to mm-hmm. offer up this other thing to you, deception, lying, cheat, and they want to call it love, you get to say, that ain't how my God loved me. That ain't love.
Amen.
Amen. So when people say, I love you, I say, well, what's your definition of love? Praise God. And then once they give me the definition of love, I still got to watch their actions. Because if they can't level up to what they said, I'm going to have to render the discernment that they double-minded and unstable in all their ways, praise God. I can't get with that. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. This thing is real. And so through relationship with God, you know, love don't have to beat us up, praise God, because
That's
we understand
right.
what real love is. And then we get to apply that love to ourselves. After you've been loved by God and God teach you how to love him through his spirit, you get to give that love to yourself. And so God mm-hmm. says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. You're going to treat your neighbor bad if you don't know how to love yourself. Amen. Praise God. Charity starts at home. Listen, you can't love your wife or your husband if you don't know how to love God and yourself. We talk about relationship here. Praise God.
Amen.
So we wonder why people fall short in relationship. Yeah, because they don't understand this love. Praise God.
Amen.
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 And so sometimes people just use that word love loosely.
Amen.
I love you, I love you. Listen, we say agape love a lot, but we're trying to define it. Agape love, we're pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God. He is Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We're prophesying. We're going to love you at a kingdom standard by the grace of God. We're not going to throw you away by the grace of God. Amen? Don't start acting crazy. Listen. To whom so much is given, so much is required. This love is bringing about change.
Amen.
This love is bringing about change. This love is spiritualizing your mind, transforming your mind and your behavior. This love is giving you a new heart. This love is performing an operation, praise God. Amen?
Glory
you can't
God.
Be the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, beloved. And so you want to know when people talk about they love, you want to know what you mean. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Someone say that they leading and they leading you. Well, what's the vision? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I want to know what I'm following. What's the vision? Praise God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. The man is the foundation of the relationship. Yes, God did set him in place to lead, but he has to have a vision. What's the family vision? I can't lead the church without a vision from God. Amen. Without a vision, without restraint, the people will perish. There will be as the blind leading the blind, leading each other into a ditch. I ain't got time for that.
Amen.
And, beloved, if you're going to set yourself up under someone's authority, as a woman, that's what you do when you marry a man. You set yourself up under his authority. If you're going to do that, he should have a vision. If you're going to do that, he should be able to lead. He should have a relationship with God. It should be a godly vision, not a worldly vision. Amen?
Amen. Preach it.
To lead you into all truth. Amen. Beloved,
Amen.
This is why you have to constantly reassess relationships. You
Amen.
Have to reassess it and set boundaries. Amen. Praise God. The same way you made the choice to get in it, you could make a choice to get out of it if it ain't right. Amen.
Amen.
That's real.
Praise
man.
God. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. He is real.
My
he
Lord.
Is real.
Yes.
And I know you're saying what you're talking about, Apostle. Amen. I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be it's God's vision and it's his way. Amen. If you don't do it God's way, your sin will separate you from him. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you are a branch and not bearing no fruit, you think he's going to let you sit there and not bear no fruit? He's going to cut you off and heal you in the fire. That's what the word of God says.
It
Amen.
Is. It's real. Come on.
Praise
now.
God. Hey, beloved, I'm telling you, the word is truth. It will enlighten you. Praise God.
It
Amen.
Will.
And so Amen. Those were two examples of an example of repentance with conversion, an example of repentance without conversion. Amen. Judas was the son of perdition.
Mm.
Amen. That was the word that I was looking for that I could not get. Amen. And so I was trying to wait on the Lord to give it to me. Praise God. So 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, for godly sorrow worketh or leads to repentance, to salvation, not to be repented of the sorrow of the world worketh death. And so a godly sorrow, repentance and conversion, but the sorrow of the world will be torment, and it leads to death. Amen? Beloved, we need to know the difference. Amen? Do we have that?
Yeah, Corinthians.
Praise God. We got it. Amen? And so repentance is a type of death. The death of the old man, sinful man, or carnal man. Repentance is a type of death. Whenever we repent, something got to die. We die into something. When we repent, it gives Jesus an invitation to be on the scene. When Jesus is on the scene, something is dying. Everybody wants revival, but nobody wants to die. When revival comes, Jesus comes, old way dies, mindset dies, this dies, that dies, they're going to die. Hallelujah. To die is to gain. Amen.
Amen.
To die is to live. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Galatians.
Praise God.
So Galatians 5:24 says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Amen. And so listen, this flesh must be crucified. Amen.
Amen.
With all of his affections and with all of his lust. Amen. Romans 6:6. And Romans 6 is a good book to read concerning living a holy life. Amen. It gives you a good contrast between that which is sinful and that which is spirit of life in Christ. Amen. And so knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. And so, beloved, Amen. We have to identify with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus.
Amen.
Repentance is symbolic of dying to sin and crucifying the old man, our carnal nature. Repentance is not optional. It is commanded and required for salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
How much time do we have? Amen. God is good. It's 9:20. We have some time. I'm going to finish this, but as a homework assignment, I'm going to give you Romans 6 to read, and then we will come together and prayerfully, as the Holy Spirit graces, we will go over Romans 6. I think it's very important before we baptize in Jesus' name, we read Romans 6. It gives you an understanding of what's taking place in your repentance and your faith in Jesus Christ, okay? So everybody write that down as an assignment. Listen, if I can teach this class and give you an assignment, if you could sit and hear me give the assignment, but call me later and say, what was that assignment? You making me do double work, amen? To whom so much is given, so much is required. When you come to class, have a pen and a pad, have your Bible, amen, ready, be ready. The assignment is Romans 6. Did everybody write it down?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I got it.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so John the Baptist commanded repentance. Matthew 3:1-2, what does that say? Matthew, that's the gospel, chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. And it's going to show us where John the Baptist, it didn't say he asked them to repent. He commanded them to repent. Amen? It's in order. It's in order. Amen? Praise God.
Amen.
What does it say?
I have it if you're ready for me to read it.
Matthew, I'm ready for you to read it.
Okay.
Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 2.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen. Amen. That was a command. He didn't ask them to repent. He didn't ask them how they feel about what he was saying. He gave the command. We are commissioned by God to preach this gospel in the cosmos. Amen. The cosmos is the world. We speak it out into the atmosphere. And it begins to divinely align things with the kingdom of God. It is a command. I remember I was at Roosevelt Field, and we was out there evangelizing. I walked into a store, and I said to this man, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. And then he said, excuse me, what did you say? He says, listen, I'll give a donation, but just give me a minute. Let me finish over here. So I'm not asking for a donation. I told him that you can't pay for salvation. And so he said, what? And it kind of woke him up. It was like he was in a daze. I said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen? And so sometimes people are just walking zombies. But when you begin to proclaim the command of the kingdom of God, you're proclaiming it with the anointing. It is working. There is power in the message. Praise God.
Amen.
People that are walking listlessly through life, they are the walking dead. They are spiritually dead. When you begin to speak these words, you begin to wake them up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Spiritual slumber. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise God. Amen. Wake up. That's what you're saying. Wake up, beloved. Wake up. Praise God. Turn from your wicked ways. Amen. Praise God. Believe on Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God has just visited you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I get excited about this. Amen. Jesus commanded repentance. Let us turn to Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 15, and we're going to see where Jesus commanded repentance. Amen.
Mark, which one? 15?
Mark chapter 1, and you know Mark is one of the Gospels. Chapter
1,
verses
14
through 15.
I got it. 1 through 14. All right, I
chapter
got it. Chapter 1. Chapter 1, yep.
What does it say?
1 through 14.
Nope, chapter 1, 14 through 15.
Okay, I got it. Jesus began his work. After John was arrested, Jesus went to Galilee and told the good news that comes from God. He said, the time has come. God's kingdom will soon be here. Turn back to God and believe the good news. That's it.
Amen. And the good news is the gospel. Amen. And so if you have it in the KJV, it says, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled. And the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Number 3, the apostles commanded repentance. Listen, this is not a new message. This is an old message. Amen?
Amen.
John the Baptist preached it. Jesus preached it. The apostles preached it. And we should be preaching that same gospel. Amen?
Boy.
Praise God.
Amen.
So the apostles commanded repentance, and that's in Mark 6:12. Someone pull that up, and let's see what they said.
Mark 6:12.
Yes.
Right here.
And so it's all right for us to tell people to repent, because this is what we need for them to do. If you don't tell them what to do, how do they know what to do? Amen?
Amen. The apostles left and started telling everyone to turn to God. They forced out many demons and healed a lot of sick people by putting olive oil on them. Amen.
Amen. And they went out and preached that men should repent. Amen. Acts 3:19. What does that say?
Acts 3:19. It says, 17, 18, 19. Okay, it says, so turn to God, give up your sins, and you will be forgiven.
Amen. And the KJV says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Amen. Now, 2 Peter 3:9, what does that say? 2 Peter, that's in the epistles.
2 Peter 3:9.
Go ahead and read it.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise,
amen,
as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen. Listen, he's not slack concerning his promises. Listen, God hastens to perform his word, praise God, amen. He is a promise keeper, amen. He wants us all to come to repentance, amen. Listen, the initiation of my salvation, amen, that was saving grace that had me to repent, amen. But listen, I'm trying to stay saved, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus raised the bar. He raised the bar when he said unto them that if, let us find this scripture, because I want you all to see this for yourself.
We'll find you, Paul.
I'm going to pull it up right now.
Praise God, praise God.
Amen, praise God. Jesus said that if a man was to look lust upon a woman in his heart, not even, he ain't pursue her, he ain't say nothing to her, but if he did it in his heart, the Word of God says. The Word of God says if he did it in his heart, then he has sinned. Amen? That's Matthew, amen. But I tell you that anyone who looks, this is it. Matthew 5:28. Beloved, sin starts in the heart. If your sin is in your actions, it has started a long time ago. It takes a while before it gets in your actions. Amen?
Amen.
If it's showing in your behavior, you done turned back a while ago. Amen?
Amen.
Sin, you got to kill it in the heart, beloved. Kill it in the heart. Amen? What does Matthew 5:28 say?
But I say unto you, that whoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, have committed adultery with her already in his heart.
In his heart. Sin starts in the heart, beloved. It ain't in your behavior. Sometimes
amen.
People are looking at what you do. No, once it's in your behavior, you fall gone. Amen. You got to repent and you got to turn. Listen, when we repent and have faith in Jesus, the work starts in the heart where it all began. He gives us a new heart quickly. Amen. Praise God. And then
amen.
He tells you to renew your mind through the water
amen.
Of the washing of the word, that
amen.
Your mind and your behavior would change. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Lord.
Where does sin start?
In your heart.
In your heart. Amen, beloved. Kill it there. You got to die at the root in the heart. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so with men is a little different.
Amen.
Amen. A woman
yes.
can see a man from far away. She done, listen, he a block away. She done saw all she needed to see, did all she needed to do. Amen. But a man
yes.
is different
yes.
because he's more when a woman is up on him. Amen. Sometimes
amen.
A woman could be lusting and you can't tell. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. Right. But God knows. He knows the thoughts and the intention and attitudes of your heart. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's all right to say they look good. Amen. But it ain't all right to lust. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. God made a lot of beautiful people. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a lot
amen.
Of beautiful men and beautiful women and fine men out there. Amen.
Amen.
Just don't get lustful. Just don't get lustful. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hey.
This is where perversion starts. and child molestation because their sin is in the heart. They don't care if you're 8 or 80, crippled or crazy. Amen. That spirit is working. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Glory to the Lord.
Repentance, repentance, repentance. You got to know how to quickly kill that thing.
Amen.
You know, you start thinking something, you got to cast down that imagination. Lord, please forgive me. I have sinned against you in my heart. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Circumcise my heart. Clean me out. You got to cast down imaginations and pull down strongholds. Sometimes you just got to close your eyes. Hey,
Jesus.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I heard the Bible say it is the lust of the eye, the pride of life.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. The lust of the eye, the pride of life. Amen. Praise God. What is the third part, Minister Jacqueline?
Part. You say what?
It is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Amen. Is that it?
If I'm not mistaken, apostle.
Sometimes you got to close your eye. The Bible says it's better to, listen, if your right eye is going to sin against you, it's better to gouge it out and go into heaven with one eye than to go to hell with two. Praise God. Uh-huh. Amen?
Yeah.
It's real. Amen. You got to pull all the members of your body up under the subjection of the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Jesus. Amen. It's real.
Listen, I got to say, hand don't fail me now. Praise God. I need you to be holy. Praise God. I don't fail. Ear, what you listening to? Amen?
Amen.
No, no, no. Praise God. Amen? Because all of these gateways, your feel, your taste, your sight, your touch, all of those are gateways to your heart. You feel something, you want to feel it again. You see something, you want to see it again. Amen. Praise God. You taste something, you want to taste it again. Praise God.
Right.
Those are gateways to your heart. It start bringing in desire. Amen.
Yeah, the number in the body. Jesus.
Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. Praise God.
All right. Amen.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that right. I was about to go there, but I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. Praise God.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is real. Jesus is real. Amen. Number four says repentance is required. Like I said, I'm going to leave it alone. Repentance is required of the Jew and the non-Jew. The Apostle Paul proclaimed that repentance was not just for the Jewish people. It's for whosoever that will believe. Amen?
Amen.
Acts 20 and 21 says, testifying both to Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So this is for everybody. Acts 6, 26 and 20 says, but shewed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea and then the Gentiles, and they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. Amen. And so the life that we live should show forth that we do believe, that we have repented. Amen. But if I repented and I'm doing the same old thing, listen, if my faith don't have no works, something is wrong. Faith without works is dead.
Amen.
Amen. Beloved, there must be evidence of your conversion. There must be. Amen. Now, there may still be some things that you're struggling with, but it shouldn't be the same old thing. It should be the new thing that God is exposing
my
to the
Lord,
light now.
My Lord.
This change is constant. He's constantly sanctifying us. Amen. We go from sinning deliberately to not sinning deliberately to not sinning at all. Praise God. To maybe not sinning in our deeds, but maybe in the heart. And then once you understand that sin starts in the heart and you lusting in your heart, in your imagination, that is sin. You start getting deep with this thing, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's what we work on.
Amen. Praise God. All people of all nations are called to repent. I don't care what your nationality is, your geographical location. Repent everywhere. Amen. Listen,
worldwide,
repentance is universal. Amen. Praise God. Jesus proclaimed that repentance was a universal call to all nations. Amen?
Amen.
Luke chapter 24, this is going to be our last scripture tonight. Luke chapter 24, verses 46 to 47. What does that say? Is that the last scripture?
Luke.
Oh, no, we got a few more. Luke chapter 24, verses 46 to 47. What does that say? Praise God. Luke is another gospel.
I got it. Luke 24, what?
Verses 46 to 47.
Okay, I got it. 46 and 47. Okay, it says right here, the scriptures, he told them, the scriptures say that the Messiah must suffer. Then 3 days later, he will rise from death. They also say that all people of every nation must be told in my name to turn to God in order to be forgiven. So beginning in Jerusalem, you must tell everything that has happened. I will send you the one my father has promised, but you must stay in the city until you are given power from heaven.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's a command. Amen. Self-righteousness and good deeds do not exempt us from needing to repent. Amen. Listen, you could be good all you want. Y'all could read Acts 10. That is one of the scriptures that we are reading in the North Carolina Bible study. Amen. Praise God. Cornelius was a centurion that was a good man. He prayed often. He gave alms to the poor. But in his prayers and his good deeds went unto God as a memorial. What did God do? He sent the angel Gabriel to tell him to send for Peter so that he could hear the gospel so that he could be saved. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. We got to preach this gospel.
Jesus.
And so everyone needs to repent because of Adam's disobedience. All humans are born in sin. Psalms 51 and 5. And no matter how good we try to be, we have all sinned. Our goodness is not sufficient. And so Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Amen? Isaiah 64 and 6 says, but we are all an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, beloved. Amen. So we're going to stop there tonight. And so we have a homework assignment of reading Romans 6 and Acts 10. Romans 6 and Acts 10. We have a twofold homework assignment. Amen?
Yeah.
Romans 6 and Acts 10. Did y'all write that down?
Yep. Yeah.
Praise God. Everybody got it written down. Don't lose your paper. Don't lose your paper. Romans 6 and Acts 10. But if you call, there is mercy for you. Praise God. Amen.
Oh,
there is mercy. Amen. Listen, if God extended mercy to us, we ought to be an extender of mercy. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Romans 6 and Acts 10. Amen. And so, beloved, tonight, Sister Latasha is doing the altar call. She's doing a call to repentance.
Oh, I thought we was going to take questions because I got to get prepared.
No, let's extend the mercy. Let us take the questions first. Anything that you want to share, any revelation, what you learned, and then we're going to come back. And you see, this is why we told you last week, just be ready, praise God, amen. And then we're going to come back because this is mercy being extended. We have to be extenders of mercy, amen. If God gave you mercy, what you gave, you should be able to give. What you receive, you should be able to give, amen.
Amen.
And so we want to hear what it is that you receive from the lesson on tonight, amen. And then we're going to do the altar call, the call to repentance, amen.
Amen.
A lot of ways to call to repentance. Amen. We've been studying that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So first we're going to start off with Brother Darryl Golden, do you want to share tonight?
Sure. I just want to say praise God for those that once again have convened with Bible study here tonight through Cornerstone Deliverance Church.
Amen.
You know, the more you come, the more we all are strengthened in knowing his commandments and words. I think tonight the key word was repentance. You know, I think you defined it well on, and I'll get into my key highlight points, but that was the word of the night for me, repentance. Know how to repent. Know when to repent. Know the purpose of repentance. You know, that's going to get us to close to the kingdom of heaven. You know, I look back on my past and how I want prospering things here on this earth for betterment, how when you repent, and I know before I even came and God somehow connected us through social media with myself, how I asked God that why am I failing, especially if you hit on the night relationships, you know, with people, especially in women. And I just can't, and I'm here to testify, I cannot forget the day it just hit me while I was looking for a woman and it didn't work out. And I was just tears rolling down my eyes because I said, Lord, I'm just tired of failing. I already went through a divorce. And why am I constantly not happy? Why am I not getting things that common sense I deserve for putting time and following this person? And it hit me right then and there that I need to stand on God's word and realize I need to get away from him. And, you know, I also want to say that in that time, I asked him for repentance of my sin. Now, that was also 8 years ago. And I'm not here to beat myself up or bring up the past, but to learn. And that's through repentance. And just to go over quick notes I took tonight, and it won't be long. I learned you must have faith in God to prosper in life. You also hit on tonight, no other place or person can exist without faith in God, whether it be institutions, your workplace, home. If there's no God in those places, you can forget it. It's going to be worldly, and it's going to be so much drama and sin. Not to say it can't exist other places, but with God not there to clean it up, it's going to be a hellhole. So take God to you in those places. That's what I thought. That was a good point you made tonight. Ask God for repentance. That's a key word again, repentance. To see God's grace. I thought you brought that up, and I thought that was very well received. You can't not receive his grace if you don't repent for his mercy.
Amen.
And I learned that tonight. Also, I learned that your spirit inside you has a life. You know, we give spirit to a lot of things. You know, we have spirit to go cheer for our favorite professional team. We have a spirit to love someone. Same thing as this for God. Except in that spirit, you must clean it up to receive the kingdom. So I learned that with a spirit. Things you also learn tonight, and this is just my opinion on spirit, things you implant in your spirit determines your life. What you plant is like, this is the growing season right now in the summer. People plant tomatoes, cucumbers, all that. Well, what about the things you implant in your life and what you're following? If it's ungodly, then like you talk about tonight, it's going to bring about ungodly results. It's just the way it is. You can't have it our way. You know, well, I didn't want it to come out that way. Not about what you didn't want to come out that way. That's the way it's going to come out because it was ungodly.
Amen.
Also, I like read chapter 1, verse 15, and saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Oh, that really hit me tonight. I enjoyed that.
Amen.
Also, you talked about know what love is in life. You know, all the time you see these dating apps, and which I don't agree with or deal with, because I feel God will send you somebody. Because again, God knows why we're here, living on this earth, what our soul and heart desire. You know, from money to having a true partner in our lives and loving our family and other things. But you talked about, you need to know what type of love you have, because you could be following the wrong person that's telling you they love you. You need to know how they love you and why. Not just in agape love, not just in a relationship, but agape love and also in friendship love.
Jesus.
I thought that was key and important. And getting down to the end, two more things. People fail in love and relationships. I thought you talked about tonight because of not knowing God or loving truly themselves in a godly way. You know, we got a lot of people that know the Lord, but don't give God time. They're constantly getting beat up in life with rejection, and failure. Well, just like I came and know that, hey, God, what do I need to do to stop failing? And you have to build a relationship. This is why you come to Bible study, go to church. And lastly, like you said, be around people with godly visions, not worldly visions. Because if we do worldly things, then God cannot show up. And also, I thought you also said true repentance kills sinful ways. And not to get, and lastly, and I'm done, in Matthew 5:44, you also said, we were in there, I found a scripture where it talks about defining on loving your enemies. You know, I'm not going to read it, but it's just funny how, you know, we have people that can do harm to us, and we know they did us wrong, but that scripture talks about how we must truly love our enemies. So that's what I took tonight from tonight's Bible study, and I thought that it was great to know the true meaning of repentance. And that's what I learned tonight.
My Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And that is very important. It is great to know the true meaning of repentance. And I'm glad that the Holy Spirit allows us to touch on relationship. And for those of you that do not know, on July 14th, I believe that's the Wednesday, I will be teaching in a relationship seminar in Edenton, North Carolina. Amen. For those of you that desire to come down, you're welcome to come down and fellowship. Amen. I did release the flyer. Amen. And I believe that there is an anointing that is being released through revelatory knowledge. Amen. And I believe that there's going to be deliverance and change mindsets. You saw how excited Sister Latasha got when she said, I got that revelation in my spirit. Amen. Because when you get it there, it brings about a change. And that's what this is about. This is what the word comes to do. But Brother Darrell Golden, that was such a great share. You did get a lot. And I just want to say, beloved, that we can't clean up ourselves to come to God. You have to have faith in Christ and let grace do the cleaning. Let his spirit do it. He has a provision to Amen. Clean you up, because man cannot fix his own condition. Amen?
Amen.
That's why Jesus had to come and die. And so, Sister Latasha, are you sharing tonight?
Yes, I just wanted to say on tonight that I enjoyed the lesson, which I always do. What I received tonight was a revelation for me, which was when Jesus said, when the word says, when God spoke, he was the word. So God is the word. The word is the words in the Bible. That's the living word. So as we read and we ponder on the word, we're actually feeding on Jesus. So, and the other thing I wanted to say is what I've learned is the more you study the Bible, the words will start to come alive to you in a way that you can understand it. Because Amen. What I learned is when you first start and you become a Christian and you a baby, it takes time before the word could even penetrate or for you to really get the grasp of what the meanings and the words is saying or speaking to you. So what I'm finding out, as the more you read, the more you begin to hear God's voice, you know, and I think that's what Apostle was saying. You have to be able to discern and discern who's speaking, whether it's friends, family, whoever. You have to have a spirit of discernment. So what I'm learning is, I guess I'm going to measure whoever I come into contact, their conversation with the words of the Bible. Because
Amen.
If their speech is not lining up with the words from the Bible, which you would know if you read it, you know what God's commandments and what his speech and what he entails and how he speaks, you would know just from their conversation whether they're coming from a godly way or if they're coming from the other way. So I wanted
Amen.
To say that to Apostle, and that's what she kept saying. She said you have to try the Spirit by the Spirit, and you have to know what voice box is speaking, because, you know, it takes time. If like I said, God will reveal certain things, because you can hear it when you knew and you have no understanding what she's saying because it's all new to you. But as you become a Christian, day by day, God will enlighten you and open up your mind for you to be able to receive an understanding. So I just
Amen.
Wanted to say that. And what I also got tonight, which was really good, is when you said, Apostle, you have to clean your heart up. You know, a lot of times, you know, we can say, you know, we forgive and we repent. But like you said, it starts already in the heart. And sometimes I was thinking, well, it comes out of the mind. But it's not just the mind. It comes from the heart. So I learned good today, which I always do. Clean out your heart. Repent. You know, once you're able to repent, you know, and from your heart, and you tell God, give me a right spirit and give me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me. You know, God will begin to work on that. So I just wanted to say the teach was excellent, and I just want to bless everybody tonight. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. That was a good share.
Yeah.
Jesus,
Amen.
Y'all are really sharing good. Amen. Praise.
Amen.
Listen, the word is real. Jesus is real. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. And listen, the reason why it takes time is because we are planting. This is like a garden. You know how you plant and you water and you're
right.
waiting for the flower, but only God can give the increase. So the very thing that Sister Latasha said, keep coming. Your understanding will grow. Amen. Your understanding
yes.
of the depths, the height, and the width of the love of God or his hope and calling in you will grow. You will get an understanding. Amen. Right
Amen.
Now you're babes, and it's fine if you're a babe. Not everybody is a babe, because some people are maturing. But it's fine
Amen.
If you're a babe. Just keep coming. Keep, you know, enjoying it sincere milk and keep growing. Praise God. Amen.
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 Amen. Minister Harris, are you sharing tonight?
I just thank God for those that are on the line. And I'm just sitting back enjoying hearing how the word is coming alive to them. And,
Amen.
You know, it's just a good thing. And so I'm one of those that's just going to keep on praying.
Amen.
And, you know,
Amen. Praise God.
Golden, you said the answer to things that's going on in your life. Because the word, I was listening to you, and when you first started talking, you said you were looking for. And that was the main thing you were looking for.
Oh, thank you.
Okay,
Amen.
You said it when you first opened your mouth that I was looking. Okay.
Yeah,
so.
that's the key. We got to start with
yes.
ourselves to change.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, I heard that. But I just thank God for the word. And we can't live
Amen.
Without it. We can't.
Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And so I just thank God for the word, because we can't do anything. This is what God said. That's true. I enjoy listening to you. You make me smile, and you make me love God even more listening to you. So it's just a beautiful thing. It's just a beautiful thing.
Amen.
I do.
Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you. Amen. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Minister. Go ahead.
Oh, no, baby. You know how I'm saying. I keep right on praying, honey.
Amen.
It is well.
Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the transparency on the line tonight. There was true transparency. You know, and transparency makes you vulnerable. You know, when you get transparent, there's a vulnerability there.
Yes.
But your vulnerability is unto God. It's like, you know, I'm just going to let the light shine on this. Amen. Because I done tried it my way. But if we realize that marriage is a divine institution, amen,
yes,
it is something that has been set in place by God, amen. And so we need him in the midst of it, and we need it to be governed the way he has set it forth in his word. And so it is God's vision, and it has to be his way, amen. And I realize that God will prepare us need to be in relationship. You know, he will prepare us. He will make us ready. And then we will find that our choices in relationship will not be the same, because now we have matured and we have experienced the Father, amen, in another way. Amen, hallelujah. And not only that, our character is being built. And we know that this is ministry, that it is assignment. Amen. And it may be something that the person don't have or something that they need. And you got to be able to minister to that. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so, yes. And for those of you that don't make the seminar, we will have to put something together, because I see that relationship is very important. Amen. Because relationship, God speaks about that all throughout the Word of God, our relationship with him, our relationship with our neighbors, our relationship with our spouses, our relationship with our children, your relationship in the workplace. Amen. Listen, the Bible is full of divine instruction. Amen.
Amen. It is.
Praise God. Amen. And so we just have to indulge into it and get it. Prophetess Deidre Williams, I know that you're on tonight. Bless you, woman of God. Are you sharing?
Praise God. Agape love. You spoke on
love.
I'm just rejoicing. I'm on mute because it's so busy in the city and my dogs are kind of like nervous, and so I'm keeping it on mute. But I just like to congratulate the work of the Lord, because you sound like you have some great teachers, up and coming teachers. Sister Latasha Golden, you have some up and coming teachers. And I'm rejoicing because I'm looking at, you're welcome, I'm looking at how God is using you to teach. And I look at the pews in the church, how the older generation, the evidence of their walk, this generation is really being blessed with the Word of God and understanding the Word of God.
Amen.
It's not from a human standpoint of the traditional church. And so this means so much for the kingdom of God, for the souls that are still outside of the gate. They're going to get it, because the true word is being ministered, and I'm going to go see these dogs walking, okay?
Amen. Well, we thank God for that share through Prophet Deidre Williams, and beloved, amen. When she spoke of the true examples of those that are mature and older, that's what we want to be, a true example for our generations to come, for our generation and the next generation. Amen. It cannot just be what we proclaim. It has to be what we live. We have to live at this kingdom standard. We have to desire to live.
If we're not there yet, we have to keep pressing toward the mark of God.
Amen.
Of the high, that is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to keep pressing and pressing and pressing. Amen. And so I like to say, you done tried everything else, now just try Jesus. He is the way. He is the way. You done tried everything else, now try Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor with God. Amen. So that means that he should have the character and the whatever it is that God says that a man and a husband should have, and she should have those attributes of a wife. He that findeth a wife. And the reason how he knows that she is a wife is because she is a wife to Christ. Remember, the male, the he man and the she man, is the bride of Christ. The male and the female.
Amen.
Amen. We are the bride of Christ. The male know what bride he's looking for because he himself is a bride to Christ. You know what you're looking for.
Amen.
Because you have to be that bride to Christ. And so the bride you are to Christ is the bride that you want for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
And she knows how to submit to you and honor you because she's in submission to Christ. You know how to love her like Christ loves the church because you are a member of the church and Christ is loving you. Do you see it? Relationship is defined through Christ, through our relationship with God, through our relationship with Christ. Until you can learn to have relationship with him, everything else is going to be dysfunctional.
Amen.
Amen. Every time.
Amen. Praise God. Every time. Amen. So I truly love this. I mean, I really love this fellowship that we had tonight. Sister Latasha, I want to, we after 10, and I want to respect your time. And Sister Latasha, I'm going to ask that you do the call to repentance. You know?
Amen. I want to say, okay, if there be anyone tonight who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ and the pardons of their sins, but you would like to give him your heart right now, please listen to the scriptures, John 3:16, that says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So I wanted to say this tonight for every sinner, please repeat these prayers after me. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that Jesus is your son, and I want to turn from my sins and ask you for forgiveness. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and rose again so that I can have eternal life. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I will follow him from this day forward. Amen.
I'm
blessed.
I'm excited, amen, about the ending.
Amen, praise God.
I'm very excited, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Don't God give the increase, beloved. All we got to do is step out on faith.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Praise God. And so I'm going to ask the brother Darryl. Listen, I'm rejoicing. Y'all just moving on up. Amen.
Amen.
In the spirit. Not to the east side, but in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask that brother Darryl goes and close us out in prayer.
All right. Father God, I want to thank once again for all those who made it tonight to Bible study with Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Thank you, Lord, for allowing Apostle Ed once again to bring us a great Bible teaching lesson and moment that will burden up that will broaden our spirits and horizons mm-hmm. in knowing you, and not allow any burdens to come on our doorstep emotionally, mentally, and physically. I just thank you, Lord, that if that burden does show up, that we know from this Bible study how to handle it within your name and studying the Word. For we all know, Father God, that you will not leave us or forsake us. And those that faith in you will truly have everlasting life. And I just want, Father God, those that wanted to be here tonight but couldn't make it, that you touch them and get them here and not let anything hold them back from being here on Wednesday night live and in person on the teleconference. And if they can't, Lord, that they reach out the recordings that Apostle Adrian Heard puts out. I just thank you, Lord, that, you know, you use her as a vessel for all those that seek Christ and to know God. I just thank you, Lord, that you keep continuing her and all those that convene with her to constantly seek out the resources necessary to build a relationship with you. And I pray, Lord, that you touch each and every one that's on the line tonight, the rest of this week, and that they may also share the goodness and the word of how God can bring forth positive change and defeat the devil in all of his myths of bringing you down. For God is not just about us in here together convening. We must go out and show the world how you can save a sinner, how you can touch him in the worst of the times, and that you can bring forth a positive light in knowing that you can reach the kingdom. You don't have to be in hell for the rest of your life.
Hallelujah.
So I just ask, Father God, that you continue Apostle Heard, Cornerstone Deliverance Church, to touch each and every one, not just in convening here tonight, for these blessings I ask, Father God, in your name, thank God, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I was about to say, go ahead and preach, man to God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can hear the increase. Praise God. Amen, beloved. Agape love. Let us go in peace and serve the Lord and be a witness.
Amen. Amen. Great time tonight. Great fun. Agape love. Everybody have a good week.
Amen. Agape love.